I wanted to immediately start with an online catalog. It didn't seem reasonable to have a library catalog with an old card catalog. So I wanted to start with an online catalog, which was not usual at the time. And the technology wasn't quite there. And the university, as you know, is Center for Urban Horticulture is part of the university, and the university is part of the Washington State. And at that time, in order to get a computer, you had to apply to the, there were only certain people could have computers. And you had to apply to the university, and the university had to allot it. If you wanted to go outside of the allotment, the provost at the university had to then send the request for extra computers to the Washington State Information Systems. It went all the way up, and we did get one, but it was about that time I left. And then, of course, the whole thing opened up, and all of this wasn't it. But I spent a lot of time saying, we really need a computer in the library. Mm-hmm. Libraries need computers. And it was, you know, that's an aside. It seems silly now, obviously. So the fun part of it was designing the shelving and the seating areas and this sort of thing. The details were more gruesome. You've got to remember that this was 1981, 1982. That's a whole, you know, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I am dredging up 30 years ago of memory mm-hmm. of what I did. And my fleeting memories are going to the computer center and signing up for a time to log on to the university's mainframe to begin getting something out of my yellow notepads into online. And it basically was an inventory. Val and Laura, you know, when they took over, and I believe that was 1985, they began actually cataloging the books. I never ever did put book cards in and labels on the back and that sort of thing. I just wanted to get things in general areas and get a list. Well, this it was an arboretum, so there are lots of books on trees.
Right. So yes.
Yeah. And there were, yes, lots of books on rhododendrons. There were very few books on any sort of perennials or plants that were not woody plants. Yes, and the collection began to be developed, and there were lots of donations as well. As soon as the library became known as an entity and people realized that we could use the books, we got donations. And one specific, a gentleman who had been the national president of the Rose Society had died, and his widow wanted to donate all of his collections. And so those kinds of things. And that's a lot of what Val did, was work with people who had, first of all, money to donate for specific kinds of collections and for the collections themselves.